Welcome to The Woodshed with Cody Wood right here on the Equus Radio Network. This is a place for honest talk with real stories from some amazing guests. Here we talk about life, the highs, the lows, and everything in between. From small town roots to big dreams, from the rodeo arena to the back porch, we dive into what makes us who we are. So whether you're chasing 8 seconds or just trying to make it through the day, you've got a spot right here in The Woodshed. Here's your host, Cody Wood.
Hello, everybody. This is the Equus Radio Network with The Woodshed with Cody Wood, and I've got myself another fantastic guest, a big-time up-and-coming rodeo athlete here in Ethan Cart. Ethan, I am pumped to be here with you today and to kind of get into your story. How's things going for you today?
Man, it's going great. Woke up this morning, was able to open my eyes and put my feet on the ground, so you know it's going to be a great day.
That's right. It's a good attitude to have, man. It's the best attitude to have when no matter what's going on in life. And so, man, I've gotten to know you a little bit over these last couple of weeks, just chatting and learning a little bit about your background, and just love any young up and coming rodeo athletes that are in your position and how they approach, the next 5 to 10 years of their life and their rodeo career and stuff. And man, you have got a big time opportunity to really make some big jumps over this next couple of years. So, you know, right now, if you haven't, known Ethan yet, this is a 2-time Texas high school state champion, 18 years old, right? For Hampshire, Texas. And you got a lot going for you just coming off of the National High School Finals in Rock Springs. And, you got a pretty good summer already in the mix right now in 2025.
Yes, sir, we sure do. The good Lord has blessed me to be able to do what I love every day. And I've just taken accountability and taken a good step towards wanting to be the best and having a rodeo on my own here lately. It's kind of made me want it more, because you're going down the road by yourself. But from then on out, just going to these summer rodeos and getting checks won. Like they say, you lose a lot more than you win, but when you win, it feels sweet.
Yeah, for sure. And that is probably a good place, where you're going to be over these next few years going down the road. Might have a lot of windshield time by yourself or whatnot too, going at the level you're at and with the goals that you have in life, for sure, man. So how did things kind of get started for you? Rodeo is such a unique sport, and obviously you have a lot of families and different things like that, but how did things get started for you?
Man, from a very young age, I was born into not necessarily a big time rodeo family, but my dad, he grew up, they farmed rice in Louisiana, and he always had a need for a love for the special game of rodeo. He grew up riding saddle bronc horses and stuff like that. And he always told me that I always had way more talent than him and that I need to take it someplace. And I just appreciate the opportunities that he'd given me to be able to do this game that I love. I started out young. I rode the sheep, rode the calves, rode the steers. I did the clover leaf patterns and the straights it's been a part of me since I was born. And I hate to say it, but it's not going anywhere soon. It's going to be a part of me till the day I die.
Yeah, for sure, man. It's so funny, cause and there's so many of us like that, that it's just, there's no way around it. It is just instilled in your blood and it does not go away. Maybe there's a lot of guys, obviously, that might have it for 10 years or whatnot, but boy, when you've got it, one of the things I do love is going to like a senior pro rodeo, because those summer guns, they love it so much that, they're 45, 50 years old and still putting their hand in a bull rope because they love it more than anything in life, So you got to appreciate that.
They've got the love for the game. And I hear about all these people taking breaks, I've been out of it so long. I don't think I could do that, man. I could be beat, bruised, battered down, but I'd have to come back because rodeo is just, like I said, it's in your blood. It makes you want it. When you really want it, it's fun.
Yeah, no doubt, man. No doubt. So did you ever do anything on the other end of the arena? Did you ever rope or anything?
Oh, I grew up with a rope in my hand. Like I said, I always had dad always kept some horses around that nobody else wanted to ride, and I'd get to ride them, and it really made me who I was today. And I started I roped some breakaway calves, and I did that sort of thing, but most of the love I had was for rough stock. That was mostly all we had around here. You didn't have the associations that had all the roping and stuff like like up north or say Central Texas would, because we're just off here in our little corner. But that rough stop sure ate a bunch of us up, and we still love it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Is it, when you have somebody like yourself that, has grown up around rodeo and all aspects of, being a cowboy, rodeo cowboy, one of the things that has always interested me is what path, do you go down and how do you determine, which event, you fall in love with, and it's so funny to me how everybody, obviously has a different experience or, is guided towards a different one. What Bronx brought you to, riding Bronx and kind of where you're at now?
I kind of, like I said, my dad did it back when I was younger, and I always see the pictures hanging up in the house and him
Yep.
riding bucking horses. And I've had a lot of opportunity throughout the Bronx, but man, it's easy. Riding Bronx is really, really easy on not necessarily doing the events easy, but going from place to place, all you got to have is a saddle and a rigging bag. You ain't got to bring a horse or have a big truck and trailer. You can jump in the car and go down the road and rodeo and have the time of your life, and you're still winning and still able to compete with the best of them because you ain't got to have all those necessities, I guess. But man, I like to do them all, and I guess the bronc riding, just I put more focus on that, and that's just kind of where I ended up.
Yeah, no, it's it one I mean, I love all of rodeo, but there's just something about it, that I just it's so special, and I can't imagine. I mean, I rode bulls a little bit, I've done some steer wrestling, and obviously in anything you do, when it goes so smoothly and like clicks, it just feels so good, like $1 million. I can't imagine what it feels like to get tapped off on a really ranked bucking horse. Like I said, when that horse is just throwing the all kinds of power to you, but it's just effortless because you're in such good timing. I mean, how does that feel in general?
Man, I'm be honest with you. I don't quite know yet, I guess. But going down the road, I was blessed to get my permit this year and be able to start pro rodeoing a little bit, get on a little bit better caliber horses, a little bit ranker caliber, which I've always had good horses to get on. The people that have stood around me and the people that have put me on bucking horses have never gotten me in a bind, and I appreciate that. But them pro rodeo caliber horses, they're a little bit stronger, a little bit buckier, and it just really makes you ride better. And I can't wait for the one day if I ever get to crawl out on old Virgil and see if I can take my shot at him, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm sure it's well within your reach, man. You're well on your way. And so, like right now, I mean, so you're 2-time Texas high school state champion, right? So is that basically your junior and senior year that you got both those titles?
Yes, sir. Coming into my junior year, man, I was just looking to make it to Nationals. I hadn't rode a horse in Abilene previous to that, and when I come in and I was 82 and a half in the first round of the Texas State High School Finals, and I ended up winning the round. And a lot of people may not think this way, but I think the Texas State High School Finals is one of the toughest events, going, because we have so many kids that ride so good. I knew I belonged there when I won that round, and it just followed on that rest of that week, and I was able to get the win in the bronc riding. And this year, I knew I had to come in there and back it up. We started off a little shaky, but I ended up getting the win there, and I also won the all around this year as well, which is probably my greatest feat to this day of winning the Texas State High School all around.
Man, yeah, that is, like I said, I mean, it doesn't get any tougher, at the high school level. I mean, especially from a state perspective, obviously. And so from an all-around win, what did that look like? And like, where did you have your wins, and what all events were you in?
When the saddle bronc riding, like I said, I'd bucked off in the first round, and I come back the second round strong, healthy, ready to go, and ended up getting the win in the second round of bronc riding. I won the first round of the bulldogging, and I placed in the second round of the bulldogging. Coming in
Nice.
short round, I really didn't have a great bulldogging short round. It kind of went wrong, but I won second in the saddle bronc riding and winning that state, and then also winning sixth or seventh in the average of the bulldogging. I was able to get up there and get enough points to win the all around. But usually Texas has one or two people, maybe three sometimes, that usually make it one or two events to national. The most you can have on a national team between all members, all events, four members from each state in every event is 65 people. This year, Texas brought 65 kids to the National High School Finals. So there was no double event and none like that. We all had our certain job, and we dang sure performed it, I felt like.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And that's all that I mean, like I said, for you to be able to jump out and do that well at the bulldogging and come down to the other back to the other side of the into the arena and do just as good. I mean, that really says something, especially in Texas, because you've got some wolves when you're talking about tie down roping and team roping and winning an all round, or some of those girls now with the breakaway and the barrels and stuff. I mean, yeah, just in general, man, that's fantastic. And so
Everybody says, well, you compete in the events with the least amount of entries. Well, they don't just say I can enter them. I mean, we've got entry forms. You go ahead, get entered up.
yeah,
There you
exactly.
go. I wish we had 110 entries in my saddle bronc riding or 110 entries in the bulldog. That'd be fine by me, because that just winning that would make it so much more special. It's special as is, but that certain group of guys, I mean, we rodeo all year long together, so we know each other and everything like that. But if we had 100 entries in the bulldog, and we're doing something.
Yeah, no doubt. Gosh, I would love to see that in rodeo in general, and hopefully it starts to just continue to grow, and find some more. I tell you, the bronc riding and bareback riding too, obviously last 5, 10 years, I'm an announcer, and a lot of some of these rodeos, whether amateur rodeos or just kind of the smaller pro rodeos, you're a little bit light, in some of these, bronc riding and bareback riding. But I tell you, I've got a rodeo tomorrow in Craig that's got 15 deep. In the saddle bronc riding. And so I'm
You're not
pretty
lying.
pumped
The
about
saddle
it.
bronc riding, the saddle bronc riding. I looked at the standings the other day. The top 15 in the world can ride, and they can
Yeah.
ride good. I mean, used to you'd have the top 25, top 30, and then you had just some circuit guys. The top 50 in the world right now can all be 90 on any given day with the right horse run under them. And that's not speaking from 50 to 100 either. There's so many guys in the PRCA right now trying to go, especially young guys that. That's why I kind of get on my game, because you got to be able to compete with them guys, because that's who them yellow buck and chutes are made for, the best of the best.
Yeah, for sure, man. And you've got the right mindset, and you're playing it out the right way, man. I'm telling you, you're gonna really do big things over these next couple of years. And so like I said, when before we get into it and where you're going now, so then, obviously athlete, did you do any other sports in high school then, or do anything else, or just rodeo?
I played football my freshman year. I quit my sophomore year thinking I'd be able to focus a little more on rodeo. Then I realized that football helps with rodeo. So I went back my junior and senior year, and I was blessed to play under some great coaches. They really instilled a difference in me. They were able to not only coach me to be a better athlete, but a better person as well. And taking that, they also never gave me problems in between rodeo and football. They knew I did both. They knew my love was going to be with rodeo every day, but they just enjoyed the time they had with me, and we made the most of it, and we had a blast. And so I was blessed to do that. And then I never really played any other sports. I did the FFA in school, but other than that, man, it was really just riding bucking horses and bulldogging steers.
Yeah, perfect. You're right though. There is a lot to say about some of those other sports and football specifically, from a discipline standpoint, from, life lessons and working together as a group and all those things that you learn from that. What position did you play?
And I think in eighth grade, I played every position there was besides the center. We had 11 guys, and you had to put 11 guys on the field at a time. So we were kind of in a bind. But when I got to high school, I mainly focused on playing the fullback position, the linebacker position on defense. I played a little bit of everywhere at linebacker. I played some safety in some different formations. I got to play a little bit of running back this year. I got to score me a couple touchdowns my senior year this past year. So it was pretty fun. But yeah, I was mainly a linebacker and defensive specialty, and that's kind of how it went.
Yeah, nice, man. Well, so now, like, you just graduated high school, right? You're
Yes, sir.
coming off of graduating, and you got your pro card, and I see you've already won a check, maybe a couple, right? Did you win some money in Belton, or where were you at?
I won me a little bit of money in Belton. I've kind of messed up at the good places, these good little circuit rodeos. I've drew really good, but I haven't done my part. The animals have done their part and got me down. But I kicked it off the fourth weekend with Belton, and I ended up getting a check there, which caused my whole weekend to go good, because I got a check everywhere I went over the fourth. But we're gonna go to Mesquite this weekend. That's what they say: fill the permit, go to Mesquite. So as it be, we'll try to not gonna buy our car just yet, but try to get a little money won on the permit, and that way maybe eventually we can get in the permit standings.
Yeah, definitely, man. See how things go and fill that out, start learning the process, you know. I mean, I just had a conversation just yesterday actually with a bull rider that's in a very similar situation to you, and you know, you could tell he had a plan to kind of ride on his permit maybe a little bit longer, and you know, because when that rookie title comes up, you know, you only got one shot at it, you know. So
You ain't lying. I decided I was gonna probably try to get through college at least, and let some of these other guys that ride really good that have got that BRCA experience get their rookie year out of the way. Then maybe I can come in and win the rookie and make the finals all in 1 year. That's the plan at least.
yeah, that sounds like a good plan. So do you know what school you're going to be going to and all
I'm gonna
that?
be attending Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Texas, under Coach Bubba Miller.
Oh, good deal.
Great program over there. I've been checking it out for a long time, and I felt that place was where I needed to go, and I'll be able to do all my events, if not some more, and great practice facilities, great people to be around, and I'm excited and ready to go.
Yeah, man, that's fantastic, man. I mean, what a great place to be. So right now, when does school start? I mean, you got to be about a month out.
School starts on
Yeah.
August 25th, but I'll move in here on the 17th, I think, and then I'll come back for the hometown rodeo that weekend and shoot back to school for Monday morning.
Yeah, that's perfect, dude. So doing the dorm experience and the whole nine?
No, sir. No, sir. I was blessed. Rodeo kids don't have to live on college
Oh,
or
okay.
campus their first year. We're able to live off campus. So I was blessed with some great friends that are allowing me. I bought me an RV. I'm living in an RV for a year or so, maybe a semester, who knows how long. But I'll end up getting me a little place out there, and I'll be able to keep some horses and be able to work a little bit and stuff like that. So yeah, that dorm, I wouldn't mind the dorms. I just, man, I've always been the kind of live in the country, I guess, and I really don't want to be cooped up with a bunch of people.
Yeah, it's an interesting experience for sure. But
Yes,
no, that
sir.
sounds like a much better path, honestly. So, you know, and then what do you have any thoughts like of what you're going to major in, or what is that looking like?
I'm going to major in the agribusiness with a concentration in ranch management. I've just kind of thought it over, and that was kind of the fix-all degree. I don't quite know what I'm going to do if this rodeo thing doesn't work out. With the agribusiness degree, I could kind of do multiple things. I've got a friend that sells large animal medicine such as Multiman, ivermectin, stuff like that, that I might try to do that when I retire, or when I can't rodeo anymore. I've also thought about going to pre-vet school and stuff like that, just to have that background. But for right now, we're going to go the agribusiness route and see where it goes.
Yeah, that's a. I mean, there, like you said, there's so many different paths you can go with an ag business degree, and you know, it doesn't always even have to be ag. You know, like you said, at the end of the day,
Not
you
at
know,
all.
depending on where it goes. That's one thing I've always loved about that path is it really does open up a lot of doors for you, man. And so, you know, but when you're looking at, you know, so you're heading into Sam Houston and you know, got your permit. I mean, you're just coming off the. You know, the high school finals in Rock Springs, Wyoming. I mean, so there's just a lot going down for you right now. And I, you know, what I didn't really know is all the steer wrestling background. And so when you're looking at, you know, some of these pro rodeos and stuff, have you entered the bulldogging as well, or is that, you know, in the future?
Haven't quite entered the bulldogging yet. I've just kind of drug my feet and got on things like that, but I'm gonna try to get into them skeet here for long, maybe just kick my career off. And then the hard part is just rodeoing and not knowing where guys are gonna be. I'm perf only since I'm in the saddle bronc riding. I can't go to those slacks and meet guys with horses. My cousin is Tyler Waggis back, as
Oh,
you
okay.
if you haven't known already, and that's a So I figured once I get to rodeoing out there, if I ever want to get in a bulldog, and I just call him, see if he knows anybody, where they're entering at, horse
Yeah.
ride or something like that. Try to get me a little money one. The goal was to go for the Linderman, but right now we're just going to focus on riding the saddle bronc horses.
Yeah, that sounds good, man. And that's such a special award, you know, that I don't think gets enough attention, you know, to be honest with you. I wish the PRCA did a better job of highlighting that winner every year, you know, like, and I think you'd have some guys that would, you know, go from one end of the arena to the other a little bit more if they did a better job of promoting it and marketing it, you know, but that's just my opinion. But But yeah, I'm sure your cousin being Tyler, I'm sure he'll be able to point you in the right direction as somebody who's got a horse and some things around there. But that's a good plan, man. And you'll get into the get your feet wet, get that bronc riding rolling, but at Sam Houston, like college rodeoing and stuff, do you think he'll be doing some steer wrestling, or what do you think there?
100%. I was he told me, said steer wrestling and rough stock events are really the main point getters, so it's kind of what we need. So I'll definitely be doing bulldogging. It's too fun to quit right now, and then I'll probably team rope a little bit, hopefully trip some steers. That's been a big goal of mine, and I've got a couple buddies who do it, and they've got some horses and stuff like that, so maybe I can talk one in them and let me mount for a day or two. And I might start roping some calves. I tried calf roping this year in high school the last year, but I just didn't really have the horsepower to go underneath me, and I kind of need to focus on my other events while I was getting my permit and stuff like that. So for right now, we're just going to be bulldogging, team roping, and riding broncs in college and trying to pro rodeo a little bit, riding some bucking horses, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, perfect. I've gotten a chance to be around a lot of those steer trippers here over the last few years. Started announcing some of their events, and been to Mulvane here the last few years with the senior side actually. So I get a chance to announce the seniors during the day, with the NFSR being at night. And man, that is, I mean, there is a lot going on, and you have got to be handy to be a good steer tripper, man. I tell you, I've really gained a lot of respect for those guys.
Yes, sir. That's a big deal. I've got a buddy, Pace Plemons. His dad has won Cheyenne a couple times, and I've always told him, "Man, when we get to college, I'm gonna try to steer trip a little bit." He's like, "Come on, we got the horsepower."
Yeah, you do need some horsepower. I mean, not only are those horses big and strong, but they, just communicating with them and the way that
Yes,
they
sir.
handle them steers. I mean, it's awfully impressive. I love that. So, well, good, man. And like right now, I mean, you got a lot going on, and so in an effort to kind of stay in shape and stay physically fit. I mean, we talked a little bit offline. You're talking about, some different things that you've been doing. I mean, what's that looking like for you, and what does that look like at Sam Houston when you get started with the semester?
Yes, sir. I've been real bad about it this summer, going up and down the road so much. I haven't been able to be in the gym as much as I wanted to, but just been doing some at-home workouts and just kind of, getting up and going to work in the morning's another big deal. Building fence in the 95, 98 degree heat, 100 degree heat. You sweat plenty. It's kind of like working out. But when it comes to going to Sam Houston, we've got our own little gym at the arena, so I'll be able to get in shape mentally and physically as well there. So I'll be able to keep up and just roll with the flow and not have to worry about staying behind everybody else, I guess.
Yeah, that's really nice. And it's just for the rodeo team?
Yes, sir. It's a little. We've got a couple stalls and a tack two or three tack sheds, and it's just in a little tack shed. It's got some weights, it's got some bands and stuff like that that you really work out with. We've got a good little bit of equipment in there. It's more free weight stuff than anything, but that's what I'm used to for being in football training. That's all we did was free weights. We didn't really do none of the machines.
Yeah.
Got us a ice box in there full of water and Gatorades at all times, ready to practice. So our coach gives us plenty of opportunity to be the best, and like he said, I can guide you along the way, but I can't want it for you. So hopefully I get out there and do pretty well.
Yeah, and just having it right there on site, man, that makes a world of difference too. I mean, like I said, hopefully you think that you would drive across town and get it in, but if it's right there and you can go out there and, ride a bucking horse and kind of get that practice underneath you, maybe get on a drop barrel or a bucking machine or whatever that might look like, and then to have the ability to go and then get a workout in and break sweat and stay strong. I mean, that's, and Sam Houston obviously has got a big time. They've had a lot of success, as a rodeo team, and so that's just a great spot to be, man. I mean, that just goes to show you why they're always have been so good.
Yes, sir. It's very convenient for kids that want to get better and will get better over there if they just put a little effort forth. And I feel that I'm gonna have to put a lot of effort forth because I want to be the best. And there's plenty of bucking horses to be running them chutes. I went over there to practice a little bit during the winter time, and heck, I'd get on 4 or 5 a night just to show I want to be there and show the coach how bad I want it, which he knows. He's known me from a very young age. He used to bring the bucking ponies to the rodeo, so I was blessed to meet him then. And we've just known each other up through the ranks. He's helped me out along the way, and so I figured it's going to be the same in college. If I need something, he'll be there for me, and he's going to do everything in his power to get it for us.
No, I'm sure he will. So you've obviously known then for a long time that that's where you're headed, huh?
Yes, sir. I didn't. I've kind of looked around, and I wanted to go here and here and here. But when I got to really focusing on college, the best place for me to be was Sam Houston State University. And I won the Junior World Finals 2, 3 years ago in Vegas. And I walked up to Coach Miller and I said, "Thanks for everything you've done this year." He said, "All I need for thanks is a letter of intent, Bubba."
Yeah, that's a pretty good record. That's a yeah, that'll go a long ways, man. That'll go a long ways. And now here you are, man. And so, like I said, I can't imagine, you put in the effort and you follow that path, and I think those gold buck and shoots there at the Thomas and Mack are in your future for sure, man. I mean, just keep doing what you're doing, and I think that's exactly where you're headed, and so, not easier said than done, like you said, because there is a lot of big time ranked bucking horse riders out there right now, and the top 15 is extremely tough. But you just don't see it. Sometimes, in any sport, whether it's rodeo or football or anything, it takes a special kind of person. They got to have a little bit of that edge to them, and that's going to allow them to be the best, dude. And I think you've got it for sure, which is just awesome to see. And I can't wait to just kind of watch how your, career unfolds and how your college career gets started, man. I mean, it's gonna get fun and gonna get pretty bucky real quick, I'm sure.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. Yeah, I've had great people in my corner helping me out from the beginning of it, and it just seems good plan comes together when for those who trust the Lord, give the Lord all grace to God. And my parents have helped me out along the way every bit that they can. And there's been so many people. I mean, it'd be a list mile long to think, but they'll know who they are, and I know. Work pays off in the end, so I'm just blessed and ready to get on this college career and see where we can take it from there.
Yeah, no, well, I'm up here in Cheyenne, and so not too far away from Casper. So, hopefully you got
Sir.
yourself a trip up here to Casper here this next summer, even, and represent Sam Houston there at the college finals, man. That would be a really good first feather in your cap too.
Eat 'em up, cats, and wear that burnt orange. That'd be pretty good
Yeah,
for me.
that sounds like a good plan, man. That sounds like a really good plan. Well, and as you start to play this thing out, and start building that foundation to being, true professional athlete, dude, like just stay on that exactly where you're at with that mindset, and I'm sure it's exactly where you're gonna go. But it's been awesome catching up with you right now, Ethan. I sure do appreciate the time. And folks, if you're a rodeo fan, keep an eye out for the name Ethan Carr, because he's coming, and it's not gonna be long until your household name, I would imagine, my friend. So have a good rest of your season, and we'll be looking forward to checking in with you and hopefully having you back on, maybe after this first half of the college season.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It's been a blast.
Yep, absolutely, man. Well, folks, right now we'll get to seeing you on the next one here on the Equus Radio Network. This is The Woodshed with Cody Wood. We'll see you on the next one.
If you enjoyed the podcast, let us know. Contact Cody Wood at cody@equustelevision.net. Thanks for listening, and join us every week right here on the Equus Radio Network.